From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. House Republicans released a controversial memo containing allegations of what they say is FBI misconduct. Bill Callow reports.
The move came over the fierce objections of the FBI and Justice Department, which have said the document prepared by the Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee is inaccurate and missing critical context. The memo alleges that the FBI abused U.S. government surveillance powers in its investigation into Russian election interference. Trump, who has called the investigation a witch hunt, authorized the release of the memo in the apparent hopes that it could help undermine the probe being led by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani gave a televised speech Friday flanked by Islamic clerics. Jeff Custer has the details.
Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said Taliban's base is in Pakistan and asked Pakistan to take action to prevent further attacks by the militants on Afghan territory. In a televised speech to the nation flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Ghani also urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight.
Ghani's comments came a day after Afghan officials said Afghanistan gave Pakistan concessions and other proof showing that the militants who carried out recent series of attacks were trained in Pakistan and that Taliban leaders had allowed them to roam freely. United States on Friday banned the export of weapons and defense services to South Sudan, stepping up pressure against President Salva Kiir to end the country's four-year civil war. While the United States does not conduct arms sales with South Sudan, the move prevents the U.S., any U.S. company or citizen from providing military equipment or defense services to the country's warring factions. This is VOA News. Kenyan lawyer Miguel